book of Proverbs, chapter 23, please. Proverbs 23, and we'll read from verse 15 of the chapter, please. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Amen. We trust that the Lord will bless his word to our hearts this evening. I want to look with you now for a wee while at verse 17, the latter part of the verse. It says, be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Could we just unite together in a wee word of prayer again just now, please? Father in heaven, we're thankful tonight that we have in our hand a copy of the Holy Scriptures. We thank thee, Lord, that thy word is ever relevant for us. And that there's always, even in the most basic reading of the word, Lord, you speak to our hearts. And we pray now as we look at this part of this verse together that we might be challenged and encouraged and uplifted too. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes and Proverbs and Psalms and Job and Song of Solomon, they make what is known, the part of the Bible or the section of the Bible known as wisdom literature. Now that does not mean, of course, that all of the rest of the Bible is unwise, certainly not, but the focus of these books, that is Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, Song of Solomon, Psalms and Job, the focus of these books is to give very, very definitive instruction to Christians, to young Christians, and to those who seek to worship the Lord. These books lay out for us God's love for us and how we can seek to love him. And in this verse that we've read together tonight, there are words that I feel are very relevant for God's people in any country at this particular time in history, when there is much upheaval and turmoil. And I'm sure, like me, you were greatly saddened to see people in India lying waiting to get into hospital with COVID, and they just died out in the street because they didn't have any oxygen to give to the people. And what an awful state of affairs that is, and it's just a picture really of what there is right across the whole world tonight. In one way or another, there is turmoil, and this verse therefore is very relevant for us, and I want to look at it with you tonight. And I've given a title to the message. It's simply called Reverence, and you will see the relevance of that being the title in just a moment. So the title is Reverence, and I want you to see, first of all, there is a sketch of the fear of the Lord. If you look at your dictionary, it will tell you, or most dictionaries will tell you, that fear is something that we very often associate with danger, or even with terror. If I was to read it out to you, the dictionary states, emotion caused by impending danger or evil, alarm or dread. Or dread of the unknown. And that is what we very often think of whenever we read the word fear. But when we read here in verse 17, be thou in the fear of the Lord, the word fear here is not referring to that kind of fear at all, but rather it is a word which means great reverence or awe or to have great respect to. And really, that is what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. Be thou in the reverence of the Lord, or show respect to word, or be in awe of the Lord all the day long. And in these days when there seems to be so many things to worry about, and so many things concern families, so many things troubling nations, and we sometimes hardly know what way to even look upon things, to look upon them in the right way. Well, here's a good place to start. And from here, if we get it right here, then we can get it right in a whole lot of ways. Be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. This is a reference to a deep-seated reverence for God. And that being the case, then, there is a great reverence for his word and for his worship and for his house, and a love for his people too. And that is, and I of course I don't preach very long on a Wednesday night, that is very briefly a sketch of what the fear of the Lord here is. It's nothing to do with the kind of fear you would have if maybe you were going to start a new job, or you were going for your driving test, or something like that. It means reverence. Be thou in the reverence, or show reverence toward the Lord. Over there in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13, we read these words: the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Some people have this notion and should never hate anything. Well, here's the Bible telling us to hate evil. Hate evil and hate pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward, or the froward mouth, do I hate. And that is to show reverence to the Lord. We make a mistake if we think that we're reverencing the Lord and we're bearing good witness to his name if we just love everything and overlook everything and just go on as though there's nothing that we don't like. Well, here we're told in the word of God to hate these things because God hates them. Again, it doesn't at all tie in with fearing the Lord, with reverencing him. In a day of irreverence, a day when God's made light of, a time when we really in the United Kingdom are being consigned to the dustbin as far as our principles and way of living is concerned, and it's in these days we need to show reverence. When there's no reverence toward the Lord, we need to show that reverence for him. So that is my second point. There's a sketch of this fear of the Lord, but the showing of this fear of the Lord. It says, be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. And that shows me that this reverence for God will affect us, number one, in the common round, in our home life, while we're out among those who we socialize with. There will be a reverence for the Lord there. We don't leave the Lord at church. We have him with us everywhere that we go. And the businessman has him there. And the school teacher has the Lord there. And those who work in the factory, they have the Lord there too. They have to have, if they're going to reverence him. And this showing of the fear of the Lord, it will tell in the common round. I want to read what it says there in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord require of thee but to fear or reverence the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And if you and I do that, it no matter where we are, the reverence will be the same toward the Lord. And over in Joshua chapter 24, the last chapter of the book, it says there in Joshua 24 And in, you'll see there in verse 10, there are some things that are outlined by the Lord, that he, what he has done for the people of Israel at that time. He says in verse 10, "But I would not hearken to Balaam." Do you remember Balaam, the false prophet? He was to be hired to curse Israel. And he said, "How can I curse what God hath blessed?" And that stood. And he says, the Lord says here, "But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore he blessed you still." You see, there was that line, folks, and there still is. There was that line where man in his sinfulness can only go so far. And in this, so the Lord just before everybody just steps in. And he just stepped in there, and Balaam, who loved, the Bible says in the book of Jude, that Balaam loved the wages of unrighteousness. And he was hired to curse Israel. He couldn't do it. But rather, in a most strange way, he still blessed them, even though he'd been told to curse them. The Lord was in control, and he still is. The Lord says in verse 11 towards the end, "I delivered them into your hand," that is the enemies. Some of those enemies that are mentioned there, the Canaanites and the Hittites, these were mighty foes. Didn't seem that they'd ever be delivered into the hand of Israel, but the Lord did it. The next verse, "And I sent the hornet before you to drive them out from before you." People thinking of crossing swords, and the Lord sends a swarm of bees. Let's not limit the Lord, even in the great need that there is in our own nation at this time. In verse 13, he says, "I have given you a land for which ye did not labor." We've got a heritage that we didn't labor for. Others labored. We entered into that labor. And I'm very conscious of that, that what we enjoy by way of civil and religious liberty, other men and women worked for it. But look at the verse 14. "Now therefore," in other words, because of them things that I've just outlined to you, how the Lord seen to it that Balaam did not curse Israel because he wouldn't let him, how he delivered strong enemies into their hand, how he sent the hornet before them, that is, he delivered them in a way that they didn't expect. It says at the end of that verse, "Not with thy sword nor with thy bow. And I have given you that for which ye did not labor." Then he says, "Because of that, fear the Lord." See it there in verse 14. "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." If we want to show our reverence for the Lord, it will tell in the daily round. But not only will it tell in the daily round, it will tell in who we are closely associated with. Now, most of us mix with other people. Some of us have people who are related to us, are very ungodly, and we seek to live before them and have no time for the word of God. Now, I'm not suggesting for a moment that you cut them off, because you're the light that is there before them, but you and I will not be found in the den of iniquity. And in liberal days like these, there's more and more, I feel there's more and more, you could use the word incentive, for young people in particular to go to places that you and I were saved out of, and to frequent those dens of iniquity, and to see them just as something that you do because lots of other Christians do this. Well, that doesn't matter. If we reverence the Lord, we're looking here at the showing of the fear of the Lord. It will show in the daily round. It will show in who we closely associate ourselves with. It will show in our concerns. Sometimes the world gets into a real tizzy, and our own nation again is no exception. And being a Christian does not mean that you and I will not have concerns. In fact, it will mean you have more. But if you look over there in Isaiah chapter 50, they may seem like unusual words. It says in verse 10, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord?" There's the reverence. "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant?" And then it says, "That walketh in darkness and hath no light." Some of our friends are sick. Some of them have very complex concerns regarding family members. Some of them are seeking to go on with the Lord, but we must face up to it that they are struggling to progress with the Lord. Yes, they love the Lord and they want to obey the word of God, but it could be said at any given time concerning some, and sometimes concerning us in a Christian life. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, there is a reverence, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness? Walketh in darkness and hath no light. And then it says, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay. And the word stay means to lean very heavily. Let him lean very heavily upon the Lord. And folks, that's showing this fear of the Lord. Be there in the fear of the Lord all the day long. We looked at a little sketch of it and the showing of it, and the show in the common round, in our closest associations, and also in our concerns. But I want to mention then conforming and the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord, or this reverence toward God that we're talking about, or this great respect towards God, it produces benefits in our life. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Does that mean that you're going to become a genius? No, of course it does not, but it means that you will grow in the Lord. You and I can look back over our Christian path and think, well, I made a mistake there and I needed to learn from that, and I didn't progress as much as I could have, and I need to learn from it. That's the wisdom that it's talking about. The reverence of the Lord. See, if we reverence the Lord, so many other things will fall into place. But it also motivates us to holiness. Again, and we don't want to sound too negative, but there's such an effort going on to justify sin and to explain it in a way that people don't see it as sin. In Proverbs chapter 16 and the verse 6, it says, By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, there's the word again, by the reverence of the Lord, men depart from evil. And the word depart there means to flee very quickly. Now that's the dead opposite to what's happening just at the present time. But this fear of the Lord, it says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by fear of the Lord, men flee from evil. If we reverence the Lord, it motivates us to holiness. Of course, we're not perfect. Sometimes we get it wrong. Maybe we look at things in the wrong way. Maybe we say something wrong. Maybe we get angry when we shouldn't. Maybe we look upon the world and get really jealous of the world out there and those things. But overall, if we keep reverencing the Lord, there will be more and more dying unto self and living unto him. And that's what we desperately need to do in Northern Ireland at the minute. And that is, I'm looking here at conforming and the fear of the Lord. There is the beginning of knowledge, as the Bible says. It motivates us to holiness. But it also gives us a great sense of security when we live close to the Lord and we reverence the Lord. Over there in Proverbs again, 14 verse 26, it says, In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. I mentioned to you there Dr. Lindsay Wilson, who Robert was talking to the other day. And from last November, Lindsay's gone from being a man in the ministry, obviously plenty of studying to do to get messages ready and anything else that he had to do. He's gone from that last November to now. We're nearly into May. He's been able to do nothing. And would that not be fair to say, here's a man that's walking, he fears the Lord, he listens to the word, but he walks in darkness and has no light because for long enough they couldn't see a way through and they didn't know what was wrong with him. And I texted him and he just said, no better and no answers. And when that goes on week after week after week and month after month, folks, with the best will in the world, where you down? Where are you down? But Proverbs 14:26, in the fear or reverence of the Lord is strong confidence. And his children have a place of refuge. That's where Lindsay is tonight. That's where Grace Cully is. They're leaning upon him. So this reverence for the Lord produces a sense of security, but it also brings great contentment. There is another something that is priceless for us all, contentment. Proverbs 19 and verse 23 says there, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. See that? The fear or reverence of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. It's great to be satisfied and just to be content. Final thing, it can bring great blessing, this reverence of the Lord. Proverbs 22, verse 4, it says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Now, it doesn't mean gold or lands. It means spiritual riches. By humility and reverence of the Lord are riches and honor and life. And Christian, tonight you and I can have peace and joy and hope and the promises of God. And we're here tonight because we want to reverence him. And you and I know all about the state of the nation. And we know all about the state of the province. But we have the Lord to look to reverence him. Not just tonight, but it says, be thou in the fear or the reverence of the Lord all the day long. And I trust that the Lord will help us tonight. Help all of us as families to try to show this fear of the Lord. And to be conformed more and more as we live in the fear of the Lord. And to know the great blessing of just walking humbly with the Lord. Good to pray for those who can't be out tonight.